about different kinds of melons?
Yes, cantaloupes, watermelons, honeydew, Persian melons, which are bigger than cantaloupes and have a pinker, orangey flesh.
Are they round?
Yes. Persian melons are similar, very similar looking to a cantaloupe, except that the skin under the webbing is usually a little darker, a little greener.
Mm-hmm.
The webbing is still grayish looking. Musk melons, which are like big cantaloupes, sort of.
The same shape?
Mm-hmm. Greener,
mm-hmm.
and not as webbed. I don't think I've ever eaten a musk melon. I know I've had lots of Persian melons, cantaloupes, honeydews, and watermelons.
Are there different kinds of watermelons? Do you know what some of the names are?
They're different kinds that people call them. I can't remember what the differences are. To me, a watermelon is a watermelon. Now, there's something called golden something, golden girl or golden boy or something, that's supposed to have yellow flesh that I have not eaten. It's supposed to be sweeter and quicker ripening, so there are supposedly going to be lots of them on the market within a few years. Most of them are just plain old red watermelons. You can get, I know what they look like, but I don't have any separate names for them. There's some long, skinnier looking pale green watermelons, and then they're the big, fat, dark green ones with little white speckles and stripes on them. But I wouldn't call them anything different.
What's a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or field after it rains?
A mushroom or a toadstool.
What's the difference?
Well, not really anything. A mushroom you could eat. A toadstool would definitely never be edible. But I wouldn't eat any mushrooms except commercially grown ones anyway.
What if the toadstools and mushrooms grow out in a circle?
Make a fairy ring.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called fairy caps or anything?
No, not really. I've read about fairy caps being little bitty mushrooms, but that's purely a literary reference to me. Because we always talked about the fairies and the elves and everything, and we had fairies and elves living in our lot next door, but we all knew that it was a literary convention rather than something real, and we talked about them wearing mushrooms for fairy caps.
Is that something that they're supposed to wear when
mm-hmm. They take the cap off and wear it as a hat. And also, they're supposed to be used as seats. When the fairies dance in the fairy ring, then they sit on the toadstools.
Something people smoke made out of tobacco.
Well, cigarettes, cigars.
And if someone offered to do you a favor, you'd say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel...
Beholden? I wouldn't really say beholden. I would say obliged, probably. I wouldn't want to feel obliged to you.
Okay. And if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure,
I can. Or, yes, I'm able to.
Okay. And if you weren't able to, you say, no, I...
Sorry, I can't do that.
And if you just refuse to do it, you say, no, I
won't.
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and what all I'm going to today?
I've done all I'm going to do.
Did you ever say, I've done and worked all I'm going to?
Never. Never. Never even heard that. Done and worked is... No. I've heard people say, I've done worked, or I'm done working, but or I'm all done for the day, and I might say, I'm done for the day, but I wouldn't say, I'm done and worked, or I've done and worked, or anything like that.
Say if there's a bad accident up the road, you say, and why didn't you use him calling the doctor, because when we got there, the person was...
Already dead?
Mm-hmm.
Already dead?
What about done dead?
No, wouldn't say that.
And you'd say... In a situation like that, he ought to be careful.
Ought to be careful. Should be careful.
Okay.